What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks can be heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and many other major platforms. On today's episode, I will speak about the disappointment that Daniel Cameron has been to Breonna Taylor's family and to the black community. And I also want to speak about the relationships between black men and women after this decision. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. Daniel Cameron is the Attorney General of Louisville, Kentucky, whose responsibility was to bring forth evidence of Breonna Taylor's murder to the grand jury so the grand jury could charge these officers with her murder. And we all know that Daniel Cameron did not provide the evidence needed to charge these officers with the murder. Even though the evidence shows that these cops murdered her, he did not present all of the evidence to the grand jury. And it's obvious. You know, and myself as a black man, married to a beautiful black woman of 21 years, raising three daughters, raised by black women, beautiful black women, I'm angry, I'm disappointed, I'm hurt, and it's embarrassing that justice for a beautiful black woman, Breonna Taylor, her justice was thrown out the window from a black man, a so-called black man in America. That's a slap in the face to all black women, to his mother, to his grandmother, and all black women in the world. Black women have sacrificed so much for black men since the beginning of time. And for a black man to be in a position to finally get justice for a black woman, and he makes no effort to do so, it's a disgrace. Those of you who follow me know that I strongly believe in relationships and black marriage. I really pray that this doesn't happen, but by Daniel Cameron making this poor decision and showing that he has no regard for the lives of black women, I really think that it can cause a strain in relationships between black men and black women. Because by him doing what he did on that public platform, a lot of black women are feeling rejected. They're feeling that black men feels like their lives don't matter, especially when you have a black man in a position that could have stood up for a black woman, stood up for Breonna Taylor, a beautiful black queen, and got justice for her. He failed black women. He failed the black community. Yeah, the black community is hurting tremendously. But you know who's hurting even more? Black women are hurting even more on a deeper level. And I pray that we all can look at Daniel Cameron and say, hey, this is one man that doesn't know who he is. He's lost. He's in a sunken place. So, you know, we know that he made a very, very bad decision. And I pray that it doesn't impact the relations between black men and black women in the future. I pray that we can continue to build on our relationships, to continue to have strong black family households, you know, continue on with strong black marriages that last for long times, raising our beautiful kids. We need to continue. We cannot split from each other. We cannot blame each other. So, you know, let's look at him and throw him to the wolves You know, and if we see anybody else like him, we need to call them out and throw them to the wolves and continue on loving each other and continue on building with each other. Thank you once again for listening to another episode of Avery Speaks. Don't forget that I'm a best-selling author and family advocate. You can purchase autographed copies of my books at averywashington.com. And also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Author Avery Washington. Until next time, peace and blessings. Love you.